She can't, she shouldn't, she's too young, she's too smart for her own good. She's too disruptive, she's too brash, she's too bold, too audacious, too persistent. She took too long, she should just give it up, she can't succeed.
Hey guys, I hope you're staying safe and doing well. I've been at university for a week, and I know last week I was a little down on myself and a little worried about making friends and being able to just be at university and have a good time. Well, everything switched around Friday, so I went to hang out with one of the girls in my fellowship. I'm an MLK fellow at my school, and she kind of gave me a little tour around campus, and then we hung out in her apartment all day, and it was so fun, and I was so happy to, like, be around people for the first time in such a long time, because it had been about 4 days at that point, and we just hung out, and we talked, and she lives in a ridge. And on my campus, that means it's a little bit more apartment style and you have a kitchen. It's very nice and it's definitely something that I want to live in by the time I'm a junior, because you can only get a junior and senior year. And it is really nice. You get to live with four other people. You're still on campus, but you are off to the side, so it feels like you're a little bit off campus. That was really good. And we are going to get a Zipcar, which is these cars that you can kind of like rent to use for a certain amount of time. It's a little bit expensive because it is about $7.50 an hour, but it was worth it. We just needed to get a couple things. When we got there, the car just wasn't there, and one of the other girls, she had to be on hold with Zipcar for about an hour, and that was really frustrating. But the only good thing about that actually was that while we were sitting kind of waiting, seeing if Zipcar would answer, a whole group of people came by, and they're also some of them were part of MLK, and then there's this other group of people, they're like little posses. That's really nice because basically everyone is a student of color in those groups, both in MLK and posse. Obviously there can be non-students of color, but majority of them are students of color. Given that information of mostly black and brown students, the police just really get on my nerves, because we have BRANPO, which are the Brandeis police, and when we are sitting out, just hanging out, doing our thing, of course it's a group of black and brown people, BRANPO literally circled us at least 10 times in the hour that we were there. You can't say that that's not a coincidence, because for us to see them that often means that they're going a pretty short distance, because if you do drive around our whole school, it will take you a little bit, especially because the roads are very curvy and you have to be careful. But the way that they were able to circle around 10 times, like get really slow when they reached the point to where we were, knowing that the police station was literally about 10 feet away from us, so they would be able to do something if they wanted to, like the people inside the actual police station. It's just very obvious to me that they do target black students specifically, and there is something at our school, a group of students who created a black action plan. And it does also center around people of color as well, but it's mostly for black students. And one of the things is to kind of rework and move funding from BRANPO to other places, because you have to call BRANPO for a lot of things. So if you get locked out of your room, you're calling the police. If you are in any trouble, you're calling the police. And the police just aren't needed for everything. We need more mental health experts and just like people who are able to do these tasks that aren't armed. And that's one of the things as well, to get them to be not armed. Because why on a college campus? I get that there's a fear of school shooters, but why on a college campus is it necessary when you're mostly dealing with college students, and sometimes they will be intoxicated and do stupid stuff? Because when you're intoxicated, you say and do things that you don't necessarily mean, which they should know because they're grown-ass adults who have probably been intoxicated at some point. So why do they need to carry weapons if they're going to be dealing with people like that? Because as we have seen in the past, 100 years that people have been able to be police, they take their guns and shoot, and they don't think twice about it. And it's just a very quick decision that they make that definitely is not rational at all. And this definitely extends out to our United States police, Massachusetts police, New York police. Like, this is just on a smaller scale. But if it works at college campuses, why can't it work in larger cities? Like, it's just a good research opportunity. If you're gonna start somewhere small, start at college campuses, work out the kinks on college campuses, and then do it nationwide and potentially worldwide, because police everywhere abuse humans and violate human rights. So it just seems pretty easy to me to make that change. But obviously, white supremacy is systemic, so the people in power who are white people do not want to lose that power, and they'll do anything to retain it. And if that harms their BIPOC population, it doesn't really matter to them. And it's so hard to fight them on that as well, because not anonymously, because a lot of people just are on scholarship. Like, at Brandeis, they do give scholarship. It's just so risky when a lot of us are first-generation college students or children of immigrants to give up the opportunity at college to fight for something we truly believe in. And sometimes you just have to make that hard decision. Anyway, back on topic of my friends and having mostly black and brown friends. So I've been able to have that comfort and that similar experience with all these people. And I met people that I've been hanging out with nonstop all weekend. And until today, really, I've been hanging out like 24/7 with these group of people, this girl and two guys. Last night, I actually was just like, okay, I need to go back to my dorm room and sleep early, because we had been going to bed at like 4 a.m. every night. And I couldn't do that anymore. I was too tired. So that was like my first time where I've been like, okay, I need to separate what I want to do from what I need to do. And what I needed to do was sleep. So I was really glad that I was able to be like, okay, you're going to have a little bit of FOMO, which is fear of missing out, but you'll get over it. You'll be able to sleep, recharge, and then tomorrow will be better. Like, you'll be a better person to hang out with because you won't be as tired. And that was something I was a little bit worried about, just being able to make those decisions. But I think that it'll get easier as time goes on, especially when school actually starts, which it starts in exactly a week on next Wednesday, the 26th. The decision to stop hanging out with people is kind of a hard decision, because it's like you're making these memories, you're still getting to know these people, but at the same time, like, your well-being is the most important. And you're not gonna be able to really digest those conversations and be able to really think about them if you're super, super tired. And usually late at night, we get into really deep topics. So I have to pay attention and really, like, make sure my responses are adequate for those conversations. I'm doing laundry right now, and something that's really good that we didn't have at my old school was laundry is free, and I hope it's gonna stay free the entire year. I'm hoping it's not just because nobody is really on campus right now. But at my old school, it costs $1.50 for wash and $1.50 for dryer. But here, it says it's completely free, so I'm hoping it'll stay that way, because that money can pile up. And with this coin shortage, I don't even know if that could be possible to really get coins, because businesses and stuff are trying to stop people from using, like, cash and coins unless it's exact change because of the coin shortage. So it might be a little difficult to obtain coins to do laundry. The only downside about the laundry situation is that in my building, there are only two washers and two dryers, and that can prove to be a problem definitely later. Thankfully, there's only one person in each room in this building, so it definitely will be better than what it would have been if there had been everyone with roommates, because at least the amount of people who would have been doing laundry is cut in half, definitely. This year, I'm trying to be better about laundry and do it before it piles up so much, especially because it's free, so I can definitely do it a lot more often so that I'm not overwhelmed with the folding process, because I actually really like doing laundry, but I hate folding. So if I have less clothes to fold, I feel like I'll be more likely to actually fold them the day that I actually do my laundry, because usually I'll, like, put it in a pile and then move it until I'm actually ready to clean it up. Since I'm doing laundry today, I'm also going to kind of disinfect my whole room. COVID is still here. We might be getting tested 2 days a week, but I am hanging out with a lot of people, and although all these people are tested negative, you just never know where the virus is, and I just want to be extra cautious. So I'm going to disinfect everything, make sure it's really clean in here. I already changed my sheets, and I want to be responsible about this COVID thing, because I don't know if you've heard, but at UNC Chapel Hill, which is in North Carolina, they had been at school for a whole week, and there was 135 cases of coronavirus, and they had to leave school. And I just don't want that to happen, because I'm having a really good time here right now, and obviously things will get a little bit more stressful and anxiety-inducing once school does start, but having the support of friends and being able to kind of do whatever I want to whenever I want to is really nice. I just hope people are as cautious as I am being, which I know is kind of an impossible task, because you just never know what's going on in people's minds, if they even believe in coronavirus. Because the reason UNC has this issue is because the frats and sororities decided to have parties, like huge parties. At Brandeis, we do have frats and sororities, don't get me wrong, but they're so small and not a lot of people participate in them. Actually, a bunch of people DM'd me on Instagram like, hey, do you want to join the sorority? And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to change my Instagram if it looks like I would join a sorority. No hate to people who do join sororities, it's just like the environment and the history of sororities and frats just don't align with my morals and how I want to live my everyday life. I just think that it breeds misogyny, elitism, and classism and stuff like that. And I just don't want to feel like an outsider in one of my own programs. And that is the opposite for me with my MLK fellows, because these are people whose morals and values and beliefs are so strongly similar to mine, and even experience that are similar to mine, that makes it a lot easier to get along with these people and really connect with them faster than I think I would with a bunch of girls who are joining a sorority. And frat culture is just really disgusting, and honestly I don't want to be surrounded by guys like that. The guys that I have met so far are very respectful. Granted, they're from Atlanta, so you know those southern boys are really nice and they have that southern charm. But at the same time, it's not that hard to be a decent person. And I don't want to be around people who have been spoon-fed their entire lives and think that they can just take what they want from women. One thing that is annoying about the coronavirus situation, though, is that every day we have to fill out a daily health assessment. And honestly, it's quick, it's easy, but it's kind of annoying to do. Like, the questions just seem a little bit redundant, considering that we do get tested 2 times a week. And I feel like if you are feeling sick or nauseous or any of those things, they should trust us enough to be upfront with that and like tell our professors and tell DCL, which is the Department of Community Living. But I guess you also can't trust people to do that, because if we've seen anything, there are so many people who disregard COVID at any cost and they just don't care about other people at all. So I definitely kind of understand that, actually. One thing about my school, though, is that we use so many freaking acronyms that it's kind of hard to keep up with. Like, every single time I'm talking to people who have been at Brandeis for a while, they're using all these acronyms. I'm like, what does DCL mean? What does AAAS mean? What does SSSP mean? There's just so many acronyms, and it's a little bit hard to keep up with, but I kind of like it because these names are mad long, so shortening it up a little bit does make it a lot easier in conversation to be talking to people and have it flow a lot smoother without making little mistakes of like what each word definitely means. Another thing about tuition, though, is that tuition here is whack. College is really a scam. Obviously, I'm still going to complete my 4 years, but the amount of money that they're making us pay, one, just for people who are being online, like people still have to pay the $70,000 if they're getting school online. Like, come on, that doesn't make any sense at all. And we're at least hybrid / have in-person classes. Like, there are people that are going to school in California that are still paying all that money to go to school, but are not in person, won't get any of the experiences of being in person. Seems a little sus to me. I don't know. But yeah, I'm really optimistic for where things are going to be going. A bunch of New York people are coming tomorrow and this coming weekend, and I'm definitely excited to meet more people, and specifically more BIPOC. It just is what it is. Like, that's how I want it to be. Surround myself with people who have had similar experiences to me and who also care about the same things as me and can really relate on a deeper level to my previous experiences. Thank you for listening. Bye.